Christian O'Connell on 5 Live. Call 0500 909 693.
Sounds like we're in some sort of smoky blues club all of a sudden behind some chicken wire with that music.
Pass me that bourbon.
So just before we go to our next guest, live in Australia, Tony Martin. I was talking about how I was listening to one of Tony's podcasts over Christmas and staggered that an 80s show that I used to love, Howard's Way, had somehow made it to Australia and New Zealand. We were trying to work out where that weird 80s show came from, set in the totally undramatic backdrop of a boatyard. And we're thinking, was it then related to
Triangle?
Was that related to the genius of Keith Barron in Duty Free? You have some Keith Barron news, Chris.
Yeah, we've had some text about Keith Barron because you were asking if he's still working.
Is it from his agent saying he is taking bookings for Panto?
Apparently he was in an episode of Doctors last week, and this text says, still a first-class act. And we've had one from Kath in Hampton Court. Keith Barron is alive and well, Christian, lives in Hampton Court. He can always be seen sitting outside a cafe.
He lives in Hampton Court? Yeah. What, that huge great national landmark?
Doesn't live in Hampton Court. That would be Henry VIII. But, you know.
What were the proceeds of Duty Free?
Kath says Keith Barron can always be seen sitting outside a cafe called Dish, just opposite the palace, putting the world to rights, quite often with a bottle of red wine, and always wearing shorts, whatever the weather.
Okay, let's cross now to our guest this morning. We've been trying to get this guy on UK radio for 12 years. I think, actually, are we taking your cherry? Are we your debut on the BBC? Good morning, Tony Martin in Australia.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, this is my first appearance on the BBC. The makers of Howard's Way, I understand. I think that was a BBC programme. Look, I actually am not watching every episode. My girlfriend's bought the box set, and we're obsessed with
it. Don't tell me it's out on Blu-ray, Tony.
Oh, it's been fully remastered.
Until you've seen that boatyard in HD, it's not
see,
a proper
that's the
look.
Thing. It's the words boatyard. Obviously, it was based on, let's do something like Dynasty, which would have been set in a yacht club. But instead of yacht club, we've got boatyard full of rusting hulks. And that sort of
and Ken Masters.
Well, I'm not sure who all the actors are, but it's very much in the style of, you remember a bit of Fry and Laurie?
Yes.
They had those characters who go, Peter, that sort of acting. And there's one episode which actually ends with this line of dialogue. A bloke fixes another bloke in the eye in a boardroom, and he goes, I'll see this boatyard in hell. You don't see a boatyard. You see a person in hell. You don't see a rusting boatyard in hell.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a horror movie, Boatyard in Hell. You know, I think Stephen King could tackle that huge area of Boatyard in Hell. It was a time of boatyards.
I've just come back from England, and I was asking people about Howard's Way, and everyone I mentioned to would go, oh, no. You've got to see Triangle. Now, what was Triangle?
Chris, you try and describe then to Tony the genius of Triangle.
Okay, well, Triangle was Dallas to Howard Way's Dynasty, I think.
Right.
Possibly, you know, even more glamorous. It was set on a cross-channel ferry, which I think went in a triangular shape, probably from Dover in the south of England across to France, possibly took in Belgium or possibly even Holland on the way back.
Wow. Yeah,
and then back to England as well.
The main 90% of it, Tony, would be filmed on the bridge.
Right, this doesn't seem to have been re-released, though.
No.
They're obviously timing it for some sort of anniversary re-release.
My mum used to love Triangle. It was a touch of glamour.
Hey, can I just say, I'm probably freaking out your listeners because I know that my name in England means something, doesn't it?
No, when I put on Twitter yesterday, Tony Martin's coming on, and an hour later, Ed Byrne, they were going, crikey, that's an interesting first guest. And we were going, we'll chat about movies and Australian comedy. And this Tony Martin we've got on, by the way, is an Australian, well, you're a Kiwi comedian and comic, aren't you? And sort of producer,
yeah, that's
presenter.
Right. I'm not the man who shot two people that broke into his farmhouse. It's like having the name Ferdinand Marcos, really, isn't it? In the UK.
Yeah,
people look at me funny. So I don't go with Anthony when I go over there. No, it's Anthony.
It's just easier. It cuts down all the questions. So listen, before we talk about your experience over here, have you really not seen the King's Speech?
No, I haven't. Look, we're very... I just can't take the Oscars seriously since they went up to 10 Best Picture nominees. I mean, anything. I think, isn't The Squeakquel in the list this year?
Yes,
I mean, anything.
Big Mama's House 15 is in there as well.
Mind you, Big Mama's does look good.
But they've dropped the apostrophe. Have you noticed that?
Mm.
It's just Big Mama's. There's no
because there's two of them this time, Tony.
Right.
That's
oh, okay.
The funny.
So it's still grammatically sound.
It's correctly punctuated, yeah.
Good.
And so do you really see about 300 movies a year, Tony?
I used to, but now I'm one of these people who's gone over to box sets of TV shows. Yeah. And also, Australians love movies. More Australians go to the movies than go to see live sports, which astonished me as a statistic. But what's happened now, and I don't know if this is happening in England, the video shops are closing.
Oh, yeah, they're falling by the wayside. The place you used to go to, and you'd have the strange people behind the counter who didn't like you coming in, like the independent record shop, where they're kind of
that's
like...
That's right.
They eyed you up and down and sort of almost categorised where you should be looking for a movie.
It's very sad.
Point you to the family section.
Yeah.
Well, I went to my local video shop, closed, empty, and just a single fading standee, cardboard standee of Damon Wayans as Major Payne, just wobbling in the side. But how's this? I went out, this is a chain called Video Easy we have in Australia. And
I'm guessing the Easy is spelled EZ and then a couple of E's, yeah?
EZY.
Yes, of course. All right, yeah, nice.
And round the curb of the car park, oh, there was moss growing over, but I could just see the word Swayze sticking out from under the moss. So I was kicking the moss away with my foot. And then I remembered that in the 90s, this chain Video Easy, they named all of the parking spaces in the parking lot of every video shop after 90s film stars.
What a great idea.
It was like a documentary about uncovering the Incan temple. I was going along just kicking the moss away, and every time there'd be Demi Moore or Steven Seagal.
Keith Barron.
Keith Barron was bound to be in there. And it was just like, it was amazing. And I do remember that. I remember being in the car park once, and there was no cars at all in the park. And a station wagon came in and parked in Nicole Kidman. And then I just heard muffled screaming from kids inside, and the woman had to re-park in Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I remember doing, it was my favourite joke. No one ever laughed. I tried it 30 times. I would stand, I'd wait till some people are coming in and they'd just park in Tom Cruise, which was right next to the front door. And I would pretend to be running up exhausted and go, oh, sorry, I'm way down in Emilio Estevez. But there was, Emilio Estevez was always the furthest away from the door to the video shop.
I wonder now if they're, are they bricking over Charlie Sheen going, it's not appropriate anymore, what's happened recently.
Kiefer Sutherland, they've moved up.
Yes.
Did you guys in England, have they got that quote that he put out? That
well, yeah, the
release?
Video interview, the interview he did with, I think it was TMZ.com, didn't he? That really odd interview, which has now got him, I love the way, he's now been fired from the show, I think, as if the last 6 months of debauchery and parties with ladies of that, he could still, as long as he turns up for work, we haven't got a problem. But now he's done an interview where he criticised the director and producer, that's it. He's gone too far this time. He's
and
out.
He claimed he could project flames from his fists.
Yes, that's right.
And he claimed he lives in an octagon.
Well, if that was the show, I've never seen his TV show, but if that was every episode or that was what he did right. instead of being a bowler, I'd watch it.
Great.
Could be the new triangle.
So what's big in Australian comedy right now? Because we were big fans of The Castle and Kath and Kim that have come out in the last couple of years. What's really big over there at the moment, Tony?
Well, we have a guy called Chris Lilley is probably the biggest thing. I think you've had a show called Summer Heights High. Did you have that?
I think it is
I'm
on,
speaking
yeah.
a different language, aren't I? No, well, that's probably the biggest thing in Australian comedy. I was in both those things you mentioned extremely briefly, that film The Castle. I'm in it for literally 9 seconds.
That's right. Aren't you a tall guy with glasses at the party?
I'm the son of the bloke who saves the day, the lawyer. And I'm actually talking to Eric Banner in that scene, and I'd never met Eric Banner. And lip readers have told me that I'm in that scene, I'm actually asking Eric Banner why his TV show was at. Apparently that's true. And in Kath and Kim, I have a beard, a false beard, so no one ever recognises me from that. But I just got back from England, and going through customs, we've arrived to make the cheapest show on the national broadcast.
Yeah, but you say that, but you've got access to great guests, because obviously through doing brilliant radio work over the years, I mean, Rob Brydon and Bill Bailey and all those kind of, you know, great people.
Alan Davies, Catherine Tate. It's a show called A Quiet Word, which is just...
Keith Barron is still waiting
is
for your call. Yeah.
I think he's outside
about
that cafe in Hampton Court.
In his shorts.
Bottle of wine
what
open.
About the bloke who was Selwyn Froggatt in Owen? Is he still alive?
Selwyn Froggatt.
The man who was in Oh No and
yes,
Selwyn Froggatt.
And I believe Olive from Reg Varney is still waiting for your call as well for the Reg special.
Ross Noble is one of these people who can tell you a fact and you never know if he's making it up or not. He claimed to me that Reg Varney was the first man to use an ATM in
but
the UK.
Would this be true?
Who would make up something like that?
It's true, though.
Yeah, Reg Varney. Was the first man to use an ATM, a cash machine, in this country.
It was somewhere in North London, and they needed it publicised by the biggest star of the day.
Right. right?
Obviously, that was Reg. But well, maybe Blakey wasn't available. But
no,
Blakey would have been furious.
He would have forget his PIN number and go, cash out. That cash out of it.
Well, sadly, I couldn't get, because I'm sure Blakey's still alive. Stephen Lewis, he's still alive. I feel like I'm offending your listeners. Is he? Would he still be alive? Reg Varney, I know, has passed on.
We'll have to find out. I don't know.
Bill Maynard was in Selwyn Froggitt, and he is 82 and still going strong, Tony. You'll be glad to know.
According to Wikipedia. Selwyn Froggitt was a huge show when I was a kid. I think there might have even been a spin-off, wasn't there? Selwyn's Place?
Yes, that's right. There was a spin-off, yeah. It was better than Joey, the spin-off from Friends, which never really went anywhere.
A man who's visited England once knows more about British TV than we do.
Well, it's because New Zealand, growing up in New Zealand, Australians much more, you'll hear people with Australian accents on the TV, but it's only about 20 years ago that people started speaking on New Zealand TV with a New Zealand accent. Up till that, when I was a kid, a show would finish and a man in a tuxedo would come on with a spray of flowers next to him and go, that was Zed Cars. Next up, it's Softly, Softly Task Force.
How does the UK... Carry on, Tony.
No, we got all of these English shows, but now I live in Australia and people don't know what I'm talking about.
And what were your impressions of coming to this country? Was it the first time coming to London?
I came to London once in 1991, and I always remember this. This is the attitude towards Australians. This is the first thing you notice when you arrive. There was a very sort of surly kind of customs official, and there were Americans in front of me, and he said to each one of them, right, and how long are you staying? Right, and how long are you staying? And when I said I was from Australia, the wording changed to, and when are you leaving? And I thought that was just a subtle difference. But this time round, I had to get through customs. They go, right, why are you here? And have you got a work permit? And I said, I'm making a TV show. And the woman immediately goes, right, it's not Kath and Kim, is it? Like that's the only show that we make in Australia.
Your sole gross export is Kath and Kim, that's it, and Kylie.
But it was, yeah, we did a lot of episodes with a lot of your best comedy people, and they've come up great. Yeah.
I've now been handed a piece of paper. Having talked about Reg Varney from On the Buses making the first use of
and this
cash
is BBC
point.
Where if you raise questions on the BBC, Tony, they have to be answered properly. The producer gets struck off.
Part of the charter.
The producer came in my ear and said, Ernie Wise made the first mobile phone call. And I turned round and made a rude gesture because I was like, rubbish. And she's now brought in a printout from BBC News saying Britain's first mobile phone call was made on the 1st of January 1985 by Ernie Wise.
You're going to tell me Keith Barron sent the world's first tweet next?
I think he probably did.
John Inman split the atom.
I think that was episode 15. They never aired it. It was too rude for TV, Tony.
split the atom.
So what have you got coming up this year then? Are you doing any more radio? People can download any podcasts or anything if they like what they hear this morning?
Our last show, which is called Get This, which is the one Ross Noble was a regular on.
Yeah, I heard those. You can still get those on iTunes. It's brilliant radio. Very good.
It's more popular now than when it was on, and it was axed, and I was sort of kind of blacklisted from radio. So I'm sort of doing TV shows. I'm doing Quiet Word, which has got a lot of very fine British comedians in. But here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a show much later in the year on a network called Channel 9, which are running promos at the moment, advertising themselves as the home of laughter.
Oh, is this where Ben Elton's doing his big new show?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Ben Elton was axed after 3 episodes.
You're joking.
It was just cane to death. The ratings were terrible. The reviews were terrible. Everyone hated it. Twitter just got onto it and kicked it to death, quite unfairly in some ways. But the trouble is now everyone's going, right, who's next? Who's next on the Home of Laughter menu? And, of course, it's me and the bloke I do the show with, Ed. So we're waiting to be kicked to death next following Ben Elton, who's Australian now, I think.
That's right. You should call your series Kick to Death, Tony. Just get a kind of preemptive strike.
But, see, I think a lot of people in England wouldn't be aware that it is a tradition which Ben Elton is living up to of British comedians in their later years coming down to Australia and redoing their shows for Australian TV. The Two Ronnies did The Two Ronnies Down Under. Benny Hill came down and did Benny Hill Down Under. We had Are You Being Served? Down Under. Father Dear Father? Down Under. And Ben Elton is the late. I tell you what, do you remember Love Thy Neighbour?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do Love Thy Neighbour. You're welcome to that. Please don't send it back.
They came down and did a series of that here. And I've never seen it. And I've always wondered, so hang on, what was the storyline? Did Eddie Booth and the bloke who lived next to him both, by coincidence, move to Australia and move into houses next door to each other?
I think it was as loose as that. Listen, Tony, thank you so much for talking to us all the way from
Australia. I'm sorry, I've waffled on.
No, you haven't. That's what this show is, to be honest. It's just us waffling for 2 hours. Tony, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with Kick to Death, your forthcoming TV
yes.
show. We wish
Thank you
all
for
the best.
Me on.
Tony,
Good
that's all right. Pleasure. We'll speak to you soon, Tony. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.